Number 13. Family Man. Detective Alan Cole lived an artless and ascetic life, aspirant to nothing but his job and being a single father. His one vice was an old hammock strung between two aspen trees. His supervisor had assured him that no one would bother Cole this weekend, and he assumed that he had the chief's assent as well. However, that assumption, along with his assessment of a recent case, had proved wrong. He was reading a newspaper article about an asteroid when his mobile phone rang. As he answered the phone, he watched his son assemble his new junior assay kit. Today, he planned to ascertain whether the nuggets he and his friends found in the river were real gold or not. Cole and his son both shared the same assiduous scientist's eye. Cole's son was in ascendancy to the family throne. He also aspired to be a police officer, but Cole was sure to give him plenty of assurance that it would be okay if he wanted to do something else. Cole's father had been a judge, traveling to local villages for assizes. When his astigmatic vision and bad asthma forced him to retire early, he used to spend hours telling young Alan Cole intricate details of assorted cases that he had handled over the years. It was a wealth of knowledge that was Cole's biggest asset. Unexpectedly called into work, Cole now looked askance at the body. Was this a murder or a suicide? The room was unusually clean. Nothing seemed askew. Even the forensic officer described the scene as unusually aseptic. The apparent cause of death was asphyxia, and Cole's task was to assess the crime scene, something he was quite good at. Without a word of asperity, Cole asked everyone to leave the room so he could carefully consider every aspect of the room. Cole recalled the last asphyxiation case. A housewife, tired of her husband's daily assaults and asinine jokes, had killed him by stuffing asparagus down his throat while screaming aspersions. She made no attempt to assoil herself of the crime and assimilated into prison life. Cole had never seen such an assertive killer before. She repeatedly assailed the guards and tried to asphyxiate her cellmate. Cole ascribed her assertiveness to post-traumatic stress disorder. He asserted that she really needed mental help and tried to assuage her with frequent visits. There was an asterisk on his calendar every Saturday. His real aspiration, however, is to marry her when she is released next year. Her ashen face, however, did not assure him that she felt the same.